Well, bowing to health concerns over COVID-19, Berkshire High Peaks Festival, a 10-day midsummer chamber music intensive, is going digital. Presented by Close Encounters with Music, Berkshire School in Sheffield, and venues in Great Barrington and New York's Hudson Valley, the 10-day festival typically includes concerts, lectures, and masterclasses featuring faculty artists and young string musicians and vocalists from around the world. Instead, this year's festival, July 20th through the 31st, will be offered online. In addition to performing and attending masterclasses and discussions, students each receive 4 private lessons. Close Encounters Artistic Director Yehuda Hanani joins us this morning to tell us more about this online festival. Good morning, Yehuda. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for asking. It's a delight.
Nice to hear your voice again.
And yours. I always enjoy having you on the program, and I thank you very much for being with us. So, was there ever a thought in your mind that you weren't going to be able to have any sort of festival this year?
Well, it was in the balance for a while, but we decided to brave it and go ahead and do it. You know, in this is our 11th year, and in years past, we took performers, we presented performances with students and faculty in many of the historically artistic centers in the Berkshires and the Hudson Valley, the Norman Rockwell Museum, the Basilica Hudson, Orpheum Theater in Tannersville, Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. We played at Olana in the Orchard, an outdoors concert. We did a concert at the New York State Museum in Albany, the Carey Institute for Global Good, and et cetera, et cetera. And the Berkshire School, which is our summer residence, our home, and to which we are hoping to return next July, of course. And this summer, as you said before, we are transcending geography, shall we say, and going online.
So what does that mean for the students? What does that mean for the kids who are taking part in this?
You know, many of them, the young generation is quite used to doing things online, even before the pandemic. So it's not a very drastic transition. The challenge is, of course, if you have a lesson, and first of all, you cannot play together because there's a little time lag. So you cannot play along with a student. You have to wait for them to finish, and then you make a comment. There's also the challenge of we have students in Korea, so there's a challenge of the time difference. It's 13 hours, so if I want to give a lesson to a person at 10 o'clock in the morning their time, it'll have to be 11 o'clock in the evening for me.
Right.
So there are all these sort of technical challenges. Because we cannot do chamber music, we cannot involve them together physically, we packed the 10 days with a lot of exciting activities and presentations. So John Tower, the composer, will talk a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on composers. Where is music heading from this point? Of course, nobody has a crystal ball, but we're all trying to see where it's all moving towards. Cellist of the Kronos Quartet will be there to tell us about his experience with cutting-edge performances at premieres. Viola player of the Cleveland Quartet will talk about what it means to be a member of this organism that we call the string quartet. Talks about will tell us about years of traveling, challenges of getting along in a group, you know, the dynamics of functioning in such a tight group. We have an opera director, Jay Lessinger, who directed The Ghost of Versailles at Glimmerglass, and he will work with our vocalists. We have a very vibrant vocal department, about 12 students, and he will just... Again, you cannot be in the same room. You cannot hold them by the shoulders and prompt them to do something. But it's a big challenge. But we'll do that too. And then we went beyond music itself, the actual music, and we are trying to stimulate some interest and excitement about the business of music, shall we say, the world of music outside of the performance. So Aliba Gardner, who is a New York publicist, and her husband, Phil Klein, who is a composer, will give a presentation about marketing, how to get in the press involved, how to cope with the pandemic. But again, we are coping with a new reality, and there is no way of telling what will happen when this is over. So everybody is anxious, everybody is curious, and they will talk about that. Also, we have, this is quite unusual, but we have a makeup artist to the stars in Hollywood, and she has done makeup and image making for a lot of very, very superstars in Hollywood. She will be with us, and she will talk to the students about branding, about presenting yourself, about what kind of a dress to wear for this event or for that event, or maybe she will even talk about hairdos and makeup. Who knows? It'll be very interesting.
Now, was that ever something that you had to worry about in your career, or is that a newer phenomenon of something that young musicians have to worry about?
Well, we have become a very visual society. So my heroes in the past, I don't know, I think of, you know, Pablo Casals, my last teacher. He looked like the grocer from around the corner. Or Ivan Stern, looked like, they were just regular-looking guys. There was nothing about them that was glamorous visually. These days, very different. What you wear and how you present yourself has become extremely important. So I'm very glad that we have these aspects covered in the festival as well. And we invite the community to come. It's all free, and all you have to do is just tune in. Berkshire High Peaks Music. .org, and be part of it. In any, you know, it will be open to the public, and meet our 45 students and 10 faculty online, and join us as you always do.
So when people go on, I assume it can be very intimate, can it, because you have these, you're going to have just the musician and the audience, right? I mean, it is a very close-knit thing. I mean, it always has been.
It is always intimate, because what it is you're taking, it's like a chef taking you to the kitchen behind the restaurant, behind the dining room, and showing you how a gourmet meal is prepared. So it's very personal, it's very interesting, and when you listen to the piece afterwards, you hear it a little differently. And you hear the student play it once, and then you see what the input of the teacher does to improve it, to change it. So yes, indeed, it is a very intimate experience, always.
And students will still be receiving private lessons as well?
Yeah. Students will be receiving, during the 10 days, they'll be receiving their 4 lessons, and master classes and clinics, and we even tried to establish a cafeteria hour and have the kids just socialize a little bit, talk to each other, share experiences, share thoughts. It's all quite challenging, as you can imagine, Also with the time difference, but we are going to do it. We are not going to be defeated by this corona thing.
When you talk about the time difference, I mean, it shows, of course, that normally there would be students coming from all over the world to be a part of this. So, but now with them being home, I assume it brings, you can even people who perhaps would not be able to come could now be a part of it. You're going to have people who can be a part of the festival who perhaps would not have been able to otherwise.
Strangely, there are some advantages to this terrible calamity, because, as you say, students would not have the budget to travel from China or from Korea. We have a student from Germany, from Berlin. They can simply join us now and tune in. Also, from the point of teaching, you know, when you Zoom on the hand of a cellist, on the fingerboard, you can sometimes see things that you don't see in the room when you give a class.
Mm.
So you can really zero in on some technical issues and be a little more analytical because of the camera.
So it isn't all hearing. It is there is the visual that you look at as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. Definitely. And with singers, their body is an extension of their instrument. How they stand, how they project their sound. If it's an opera, they have to act the role. If it's a Carmen, she has to be seductive on the stage. You cannot do that without the visual.
Mm. And how do you give notes on that? Of say, oh, the finger needs to be what? In the right place, or how specific can you get?
Oh, you want a cello lesson, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
I find it fascinating because it would seem to me, I can understand you looking at it and seeing the problem, and then I can understand the person, I guess, if they don't realize it, then how do you articulate it as to how to improve it when you can't physically pick up their finger and say this.
It would be nice to be in the room and just point to touch the finger and hold it or do something physical, but you can be a little more anatomical about it and just talk about muscles and about position of the shoulder and the pressure of the bow on the string. And you can go beyond the instrument. For example, in a master class, a student was very tense and was clenching his teeth while he was playing. And I could see the jawbone moving up and down, you know, when you clench your teeth.
Yeah.
Right next to the ear. And he finished playing, and I said to him, do you have a very expensive dentist bill? And he was astonished, and he said, how do you know? So those are the things that you really need to look at, not just listen.
Now, if he doesn't clench his teeth,
yeah,
does he play better?
Oh, absolutely.
Because there is a relaxation, there is a freedom.
There is a total relaxation, and you only use the muscles that you should be using, and you're not wasting energy on other parts of the body, you know, with twisting your toes or holding your breath, or all those things get in the way, of course.
And that comes with time and through great teachers like you have there of who know this and can pass that information on. Which makes it so vitally important to have this, whether it's virtual or not.
Yeah, absolutely. So delivering a message, it's like being an actor, and your entire body, your mind, everything is involved. And how to relax a student. You cannot just say, relax! You know, they
calm down. Care. Right. No, you have to give them comfort.
You have to be a bit of a psychiatrist and a bit of an artist and a bit of an intuitive teacher all at once.
Well, it's wonderful that you're having the festival. The festival runs July 20th through the 31st. You can find out more at BerkshireHighPeaksMusic.org. BerkshireHighPeaksMusic.org. To hear this or any of the segments and interviews, again, you can visit wamc.org/roundtable. Again, Close Encounters Artistic Director Yehuda Hanani, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.